USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting a small number of health issues related to some of the COVID-19 vaccines. Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC Advisory Committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. The FDA also plans on including a new warning with the vaccines about the potential risk of myocarditis or pericarditis.
Patients with the mild heart inflammation are being treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. Large numbers of rescuers in South Florida are searching for survivors Thursday after an apartment building partially collapsed around 2 a.m. local time. Surfside police said it's unclear how many people were inside the building at the time. All 11 stories on the southeast side of the building are now rubble. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the continued spending by the Fed sends the American debt further down the rabbit hole, justified concerns of inflation are impacting gas stations, pharmacies, and grocery store aisles. President Biden wants more spending money, and he's talking trillions of more dollars with an infrastructure package. We all know infrastructure is necessary, but can we afford it right now? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
As President Biden continues to meet with Democrats and Republicans regarding ongoing negotiations regarding a bipartisan infrastructure package, Republican Congressman from Pennsylvania, Scott Perry, tells Fox Business,
We're going to be printing this money, we're going to be taxing this money, and we're going to be spending it on things like child care and other assisted care, which is all important stuff, but it's not infrastructure.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A record heat wave will be upon the great northwest of America for the next few days. Be sure to travel with plenty of drinking water. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
About an hour's drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, a TV version of David vs. Goliath is playing out on HBO. Wyatt Cox explains.
KPVM Television in Pahrump, Nevada, an independently owned television station. They're 62 miles west of Las Vegas, competing with corporately owned major television stations. But this David vs. Goliath story will play out over a six-part documentary on HBO beginning August 2nd. Station owner Vernon Van Winkle saw previews of the completed documentary and told me the producers aren't playing it for laughs.
No, it's not. It's actually really a good story. It's a real-to-life docuseries. And World of Wonder came out and videotaped us for probably 6 months of just us really in action. And the storylines all really depict exactly what we go through on a daily basis to get the news out and to make the news valuable to the viewers in Pahrump and Las Vegas. And then all the wonderful things that go along with it. And Rhonda,
KPVM Television is a mostly conservative station, counterbalancing what is perceived to be liberal bias in many of the corporately owned television stations in Las Vegas, even carrying many programs from the USA Radio Network. The HBO special on the station begins August 2nd.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.